Hello and welcome to North Country Commerce, a business services production of the North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Matt Bosley, editor of the Valley News, the community newspaper for Essex County, New York, published by Denton Publications. Today I'm here with Al Armstrong, co-owner of the Mountain Brook Lodge in Wilmington, New York, to discuss some of the unique challenges of operating a privately owned hotel in the Adirondacks. Welcome, Al.
Welcome to my home, Matt. Appreciate this.
Thank you. Now, Al, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about how you got started here at the Mountain Brook Lodge?
I retired from the Marine Corps in 1984 after a very successful career, and I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I started a new career in the computer business. 12 years ago, I met Alicia, who happens to be the co-owner, by the way. Actually, she's the majority owner, I'm the minority. And she was driving by this place 6 years ago to visit her sister. The place was up for sale, and Alicia's a great dreamer and wanted to get me out of the, quote, rat race of Atlanta. I didn't have the heart to tell her no. I figured the bank would. I didn't know my credit was that good. And 5 days later, I proudly owned the Mountain Brook Lodge. So we sold our house, and here we are. We've been here 5 years this coming Christmas.
So during this time that you've been here, what are some of the major changes you've noticed in the demand for lodging in this area?
As you may or may not know, Wilmington used to be a destination for city. The different amusement parks, the Santa's Workshop, the Land of Enchantment, I believe it's called, Whiteface Mountain, the Memorial Highway. And since the so-called recession, I've noticed it's been a bit slower in the Lake Placid region. But I really firmly believe the hotels in Wilmington are holding their own. We are getting more cost-conscious families. We offer a very good value here with the free breakfast and the activities for the children. And so I'm finding that more folks are being more, again, cost-conscious and looking more for more value for the dollar.
What are you mentioned some of them, but what are some of the other major attractions that bring people to this area?
Whiteface Mountain. Oh, did I mention Whiteface Mountain? We have the Veterans Memorial Highway. This is where back in the 1930s, President Roosevelt decided to build a veterans memorial at the top of Whiteface Mountain for the World War I veterans. It has now been rededicated to all veterans. It's a beautiful 8-mile scenic drive from the heart of Wilmington all the way up to the top of Whiteface, where you can see Montreal, and you can see like you're flying over Lake Placid. We have, just locally in New York, there's only 3 covered bridges. We happen to have one less than 5 miles away in the town of Jay, which happens to be free. Between here and the Hungry Trout restaurant, we have the Flume, which is a wonderful hiking area. We have 46 mountain peaks. We have several guests that stay here that accomplished climbing all 46. Just last year, we had a family here. They climbed the 46th peak, which happened to be Whiteface. And the gentleman proposed to his wife and came back down to the hotel. We have some of the best hiking in the area. We have hiking in this area, also have maps made up at the visitor center that show the lesser trails. They're not nearly as aggressive. We have the best fishing, as far as I'm concerned, in the Northeast on the O'Sable River. We have the Hungry Trout sponsors of the two-fly tournament. Less than 24 miles away, we have the O'Sable Chasm. And keep in mind, the biggest draw also is the Olympic venues. As you may or may not know, our Olympic area from the 1980 Olympics is still first class, still viable, and still training athletes.
And so are there certain times of the year that tend to bring more business to the area? Is it really a summer draw, or do you have a lot of business year-round, would you say?
That's interesting. A lot of times we'll get out-of-towners, and they'll say to us, this is your slow season, can I get a discount? And I say, sir, very calmly, there is no slow season in Wilmington. June, July, and August, we are sold out almost every night. Some of the events here in Wilmington alone are the uphill bike and foot races, the fishing, the Ironman, which we just completed last weekend, which was very successful. This weekend I have the rugby tournament. Last week, 2 weekends ago, I had the fast pitch softball fit in O'Sable Forks. We're slower in the winter. That's because schools are in session. We do very well on weekends with skiers, and we do closely follow any Whiteface Mountain promotions, such as Coca-Cola Wednesdays. We offer ski and stay packages, and one of the reasons I think we're one of the most successful hotels in this area is we have a lake checkout for skiers at no extra charge, meaning when Alicia and I were first here, I was helping her clean rooms. We only had 2 guests. This was 5 years ago, and I noticed that they hadn't taken a shower. Well, my wife educated me. She said skiers don't take showers. They get wet and cold. I didn't know that. And it didn't take me long to realize that people were having breakfast with us in the morning, literally hugging us goodbye. They all become friends, going to Whiteface Mountain and leaving in the early afternoon, going back to New York or Montreal, cold and wet. Well, if I have nobody coming in that night because it's a weekend business, I immediately advertise free of charge on LakePlacid.com's website. Do not check out of your room until you get done skiing. Get your full bounce of the back. Come back to the room, take a nice hot shower, pack, and go home comfortably. We have quadrupled our ski and stay packages because of that feature.
How many people does Mountain Brook Lodge employ?
Well, it's essentially me and Alicia, and I contract out for plumbing and electrical and all those kind of things, but it's Alicia and I. We're the people.
You know, other than the benefit to yourselves, how does the success of your business benefit the community in general? Obviously, you generate some occupancy tax.
Matt, that is a great, great question. Occupancy and sales tax. We have the lowest school taxes in the area and for Lake Placid School District because of the tourist dollars. What I mean by that is the tourists come here, they're self-sustaining as far as paying us occupancy, and occupancy tax goes toward the promotion of the mountain and, of course, the sales tax. And these large hotels in the Lake Placid area and the small hotels here and all the hotels in Essex County generate millions of dollars. You may recall a few months back, Governor Patterson wanted to knock off funding for ORTA. Well, I did a little study, and I realized in 2008, the Essex County hotels alone collected over $6 million in occupancy tax and sales tax. That's just the hotels, Matt. It does not include the sales tax for clothing, food, entertainment, transportation, movies, et cetera, et cetera. Meaning to me, in my little naive world, that this mountain is self-sustaining. Don't get me wrong. They also have to have money from the people that go there. And it puts a lot of money into the community. And I suggest to my local friends here that don't knock the tourists too much. They're helping keep our taxes in line. Now, in return, I'm a community player. We contribute weekend to things like the very successful Wilmington Christmas Party. We have a wonderful beach concert down there at down here in Wilmington. And I have the children from the different youth groups, like the Youth Center, the Nazarene Church. They're always invited to come here on Sundays and do car washes to raise money for their programs. But again, I want to reiterate that the ORTA and Whiteface put a lot of money back into the community.
I know you mentioned some of not only the smaller hotels, and there are a lot of these small privately owned hotels and motels around the Lake Placid, Wilmington area. How do you compete with some of the larger chain hotels in Lake Placid?
Well, again, like I started off in the beginning, it's a question of economics and value for the dollar. And I'm proud to say there's a website called TripAdvisor.com, which I didn't know existed. And people were coming here, staying with us, and making comments on the Internet. Had no charge to us, didn't even know about it. And they were starting to call me and saying, we feel like we know you already. And I'm happy to say that if you go to TripAdvisor.com, you'll see how highly we're rated. We believe in reasonable rates. We give discounts for veterans, policemen, EMS, and firefighters. One of the biggest things I get a lot of free publicity on, as I'm the only guy I'm aware of in this area, that I give a first night free for the returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Their wives will actually call me from Fort Drum and book the weekend, and I'll put their name up on the marquee and put them on the Internet. We're peaceful here. We have a lot less traffic. I'm not knocking my Lake Placid cohorts, but we've actually had people check out of Lake Placid because they could not get a decent night's sleep during some of the major events, and they will come down here. We have the free breakfast. It doesn't sound like much, but when you have a family of four, we're charging $89, and that includes a free breakfast. If you do the math, this is a significant savings. And we also give the children, especially the youngsters seeing Santa's workshop, we give them free teddy bears. We have a campfire at night for the kids, and again, it's hospitality. We're not that far from the major attractions. We're only 12 miles from the Olympic venues, 20 miles from Los Abel Chasm, 4 miles from Santa's Workshop, 8 miles from the top of Whiteface Mountain, where you can overlook Montreal.
For those just joining us, once again, this is Matt Bose with North Country Commerce. I'm here with Al Armstrong, co-owner of the Mountain Brook Lodge in Wilmington, New York. Now, Al, you mentioned how TripAdvisor.com is a big part of how you compete with some of the larger hotels in the area. How important has the Internet been as a marketing tool You know, and have you noticed a lot of your customers accessing you through the website?
Yes, and we do that in a very unique way also. I have been approached by some of the major booking lines, such as Expedia and Hotels.com, offering to set me up for online reservations, and I always say no. I'm very heavily involved with the LakePlacid.com visitor center's website, the Wilmington local visitor center. So when clients do a Google search for what's there to do around here, our hotel will pop up. We believe in the personal touch, though. I like it when Matt Bosley calls me here, and I will say to you, what brings you to town, Matt? I'm going to Santa's workshop. Great. Is this a surprise for the children? You're going fishing. Great. I offer fishing licenses. In other words, I've been taught to qualify the customer, and that's what I do. The Internet gives us a lot of exposure, and, again, we get the accolades from things like TripAdvisor.com. Our biggest thing, the Internet gives people the exposure. And I don't even publish the rates on my Internet site. I want people to call us so I can tell them what their value is. The word of mouth and TripAdvisor and the Visitors Center's websites gives us a tremendous bang for the buck. And we just take it from there on a personal basis. One thing I wanted to mention to you, Matt, was what can they find here that they can't find at larger chain hotels? One thing we are is pet friendly. We encourage people to bring their dogs. We have a big campfire out back. We put the day glow things around the dogs and the kids. They sit around the campfire. We'll have 20, 30 adults out there with their children, and they enjoy the hospitality. We actually, if you notice, when you first walked into the hotel, people send us thank you cards and photographs of what they did while they were here. The late checkout, not all the hotels in Atlanta do that. The free breakfast, we're 4 miles from Santa Claus. It's the personal service is the biggest touch.
Other than the Internet, what do you feel are some of the other more effective forms of advertising?
I'm very selective on that. Advertising dollars, as you know, may or may not know, is expensive. Folks don't, when I make a reservation to go to Atlanta, I don't go on the telephone, I go on the Internet. When I book a hotel in Atlanta, I go on the Internet. I do support print advertising, but I'm very careful on where I do it. Meaning that if you're already here, this is your destination, I don't need to put advertising in the Plattsburgh Free Enterprise. But I do put it in the Embark, which is at all the local visitor centers on the highway. The Adirondack Daily Enterprise, which gets mailed out. And I show my advertising dollars to downstate papers, things like that, to bring them into town. To be very honest with you, the majority of my advertising dollar is spent on the Internet. And because LakePlacid.com, which I'm a member of, gives free advertising, it's the best of all worlds. People today, Matt, go to the Internet.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for joining us today, Al. Those looking for more information about the Mountain Brook Lodge can visit their website at www.mountainbrooklodge.com or simply call 518-946-2262. Thank you to our listeners. This has been Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.